Well, there's a final look at sports this morning. We're going to start off with some very random breaking news, but it's freaking cool. If you've been following, I know you've been following this on social media. After 16 days of trying, two-time major champion Bryson DeChambeau has done the unthinkable. He's made a hole-in-one over his house.
Day 16 of trying to make a hole-in-one over my house. Be good.
I could do it.
Be good.
It's in!
Let's go! No way! Are you kidding me?
Let's go!
Let's go, baby!
I can't believe I made that finally.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I read a stat the other day that since Bryson has been posting this on his social media, there's been more views on these videos than the last, apparently, year or so in the PGA, which is crazy. But Bryson DeChambeau has done it. He's made a hole-in-one of his house, and now we can stop following him because it was getting irritating. Now, Man United head coach Ruben Amorim says he cannot wait to experience being in the Old Trafford dugout for the first time. Of course, he took over from Erik ten Hag. He drew against Ipswich on Sunday. He gets his first home game in charge of his new club today in the Europa League.
Before the match, it will be like a new sensation, but after the whistle, it will be one more game, and we want to win that match.
Yeah, so that is Man United in action today in the Europa League kickoff, and that one is at 10 p.m. Other fixtures worth keeping an eye on in the Europa League. We have Anderlecht against FC Porto, Besiktas against Tel Aviv. Then what else do we have here? Late kickoffs, Real Sociedad against Ajax, Braga against Hoffenheim, and we have Nice against Rangers. Oh, also, big one, Tottenham against Roma. That is happening in Wales. If you missed some local football over the week, Kaizer Chiefs, they registered only their third win in the league this season after beating Richards Bay 2-1 at the new Pietermaritzburg Stadium last night. Goals from Uwandile Duba and Ashley Shesha Geza Dupre helping the Glimmer Boys taking all 3 points. They did, however, get a red card with that man, Reeve Frostler, sent off for a second bookable offence just 4 minutes into the second half. Liverpool ended their 15-year wait for a victory against Champions League champions of Real Madrid by beating them 2-0 at Anfield under lights. For the East Coast Rare Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.